Greetings once again. Speaking is Rita Williams of Cephas Ministries. I hope God is blessing your lives and you had a good week. Last week I told you I was planning on sharing exciting new projects this week, but didn't quite get there. I have a comprehensive page online that you can take a look at about the rapture, which might very well take place in September of 2017. It is based on signs in the heavens, as God told us, and looks very promising. What makes it even more real is what I found out today, but needs to be processed. The website is www.cephas-notes.com, C-E-P-H-A-S-notes, N-O-T-E-S.com. Things are moving faster than usual and not enough time in a day to get it all down. We track President Trump and family through Saudi Arabia, Israel, and Rome to find out what he's up to. And what we found will help us stay on the straight and narrow. Before I get into today's information, I again suggest that you should visit www.final-call.us. Final, F-I-N-A-L dash C-A-L-L dot U-S after the program to see what is going on with the King James Version Bible, which is a fact, but you can check it out in your own Bibles. This phenomena is foretold in Amos 8, 11 through 12. I mentioned previously that Pope Francis is changing Catholicism into the Gaia religion. Today's talk will be about Gaia.
Came out, they said, they criticized the Pope because he didn't talk about population control. Well, he didn't talk about that because that is diametrically opposed to everything that the Catholic Church is about. But you have to understand that this isn't just junk science. This isn't just feudalism to a global governance that is disguised as socialism and world democracy. This is also a pagan religion, Gaia, or pantheism. When they talk about this, they talk about Gaia as being this organism that is alive and actually responding to humans. They see you as a virus. See, it all ties together. The overpopulation, you're the virus that is killing the earth. And they quite literally believe that it is responding and cognizant. That's the words that Schellenhuber used, that the earth is cognizant of us and it is doing things to get rid of us.
But I wanted to point everyone to an article called All for Gaia, Earth Day and Total Transformation for a Post-Christian World. This was actually written back in 2011 by a good friend, Carl Tykrib. Carl is an author, researcher. He is behind Forcing Change, Making Sense of Our Changing World. Great guy living up in Canada. And he wrote this brilliant article that outlines the truth behind Earth Day. Now, Earth Day is basically Gaia worship. Carl says in his article here, in our contemporary era, Earth Day has become the modern celebration of Gaia. Partakers of this event, whether aware of it or not, play off the ancient pagan beliefs of a universal mother, like the sacred oaths taken in her name. Today's Earth Day celebrants sign environmental petitions, make pledges, and announce resolutions in support of Mother Earth. And like the old sacrifices to the deity, today's Earth Day practitioners offer sacrifices of good works to the planet. Not only is the Earth a deity to be venerated, but the Earth itself, as the representative of the embodiment of the goddess, has become a modern-day idol. Do all who engage in Earth Day festivities realize the connection between this event and the ancient pagan deity? Some do, especially those who take a neo-pagan position, but many are unaware, thinking it's a family-oriented way to engage in environmental conservation. Much good is done during Earth Day, such as cleaning upstream beds or planting trees, but that's not the issue. Motivated by good intentions, scores of individuals, including professing Christians, participate without ever considering what Earth Day is actually about or the philosophies that underpin the movement. Now, Carl goes and outlines all of the origin of Earth Day and the pagan origins, which included everything from visceral rites to human sacrifice to sexual ceremonies. and all that pagan stuff, but it is basically a new age philosophy. And again, Carl is not arguing against the good deeds that are done necessarily, but the spirit behind it. And after going through some direct quotes from people that have pushed Earth Day, Carl concludes, quote, "The message is clear. In order to save the world, we need to drastically change our present religious, political, economic, and social structures. We need to significantly reshape society towards a new age worldview where nature supersedes all, where political and economic structures morph into a type of ecological communism, where the cancer of human growth undergoes radical surgery, and where education and religion are indelibly altered to serve Mother Earth. This is the essence of Earth Day. It's the embracing of massive religious and social changes, the sacrifices of our Orthodox Christian arrogance so that Gaia can be healed and humanity saved. It's the clarion call of one world." And then he goes on to quote more things from Earth Day, and he talks about how Gaia is mad and that the Mother Earth is mad at us and will wipe us out unless we clean up our act. And then he talks about how Earth Day is the largest secular holiday in the world, yet there's nothing really secular about it. He states that it actually has a variety of spiritual activities that take place, from Mother Earth rituals to multi-faith sunrise services, from interfaith earth gatherings to spring meditation and earth prayers. And he quotes a couple of those as well. And so, guys, this is not something that is secular. The only secular part of it is perhaps that, you know, be good to Earth, maybe environmentally sound. Those sorts of things are definitely good in terms of being clean and you know, not being wasteful and stuff like that. But the thing is, the whole Earth Day movement has definitely infiltrated the church as well. Carl says here, in 2007, EDN, which is the Earth Day Network, reached out a hand to the Christian, Jewish, and Muslim communities by creating 12,000 sermons and religious events to empower religious leaders for Earth Day goals. EDN took this a step further during Earth Day 2008 by activating 500,000 parishioners to support climate change legislation. Many churches also pledged to join EDN for Earth Day Sunday in 2008, focusing on the climate change and saving the earth during their Sunday services. So if you see Earth Day being touted in the church, this is definitely the hand of the Earth Day Network, which is a council of globalists. From Lester Brown, World Watch, you have Gro Harlem Brundtland, director of the World Health Organization. This is a couple years old, so some of this information might have changed. You have Robert Kennedy Jr., is a senior attorney, Natural Resources Defense Council. Gus Speth, former UN Development Program official. Marie Strong, president of the Earth Council and former UN Special Advisor. David Suzuki, Canada's leading environmentalist. And Klaus Töpfer, executive director of the UN Environmental Program. So again, global leaders behind this whole thing. This is part of the New World Order agenda. It's the softer side. It's the side that really pushes world peace in a let's get along kind of way. And not that there's anything wrong with that per se, but the spirit behind it, the ultimate goal behind it, is, I think, part of the Luciferian satanic system. And the thing that's really disturbing with this article is the demonization of Christianity from the people who really started Earth Day. Really, their whole prerogative was to eliminate Christianity, or, you know, saying that it needs massive reform. Much like the homosexual issue, the whole Earth Day thing is pushing young people to paganism, to this idea of a socialist utopia, and it's pushing the church far away from the gospel. The biblical perspective is that the earth is fallen, and because of the fall of man, the earth and the universe itself is in decay. And until there is a new heaven and a new earth, we are going to be in decay. So keep an eye out for this, guys. Share this video, share this article today if you can. And, you know, subsequently, I guess it's a video that should have come out maybe a couple days ago instead of the actual day, but I thought it was important enough to put up for not just this year's Earth Day, but future Earth Days. So thanks for watching, guys. God bless.
friends, if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and wish to be in the rapture, say this prayer with me right now, okay? It will be available on cephas-radio.com in case you can't follow it. Cephas, cephas-radio.com. Our Father, who art in heaven, thank you for giving up your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, who was the only one who was without sin, and able and willing to take the penalty for all our sins by shedding his blood, so we can be assured that he paid the penalty in full. He said the following before he died on the cross, "It is finished." God, Father, I humbly come before you and ask for forgiveness for my sins. I repent of them. I wish to become your child, born again of the Holy Spirit, who will be my teacher, my comforter, and my connection to you, Father God. I believe that Jesus is the Christ and the Son of God. I wish to make him my Lord and Savior forever. Amen. This commitment will change me, and goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Psalm 23:6. Remember, God is in control and allowing his word to be fulfilled when the time is right. Our assignment is to keep you informed as to not be deceived. Satan comes in a perfect coat. He knows us better than we know ourselves. Mark chapter 13, verse 22, "For false Christs and false prophets shall rise and shall show signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect." The elect have the Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of truth. Jesus taught in John 10:27, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." Time's up. Celebrate our 25th anniversary with us. Sorry to say, our days of ministry are coming to an end, and we are liquidating all the material we have collected. Over 25 years of speaking out about false doctrines and cults, Cephas Ministry was founded by a former Mormon. We spoke out about the LDS Church, JWs, Freemasonry, and many other misrepresentations of the gospel. Our materials relate to those areas, books, DVDs, CDs, etc. For 90% off the original price, DVDs and CDs are originals and the books are like new, except for address labels that were removed. Take a look at www.cephas-thrift-shop.com. Cephasthriftshop.com with the two dashes. My ministry was completely wiped out, some 70,000 files online in 2012 and reestablished somewhat, but under persecution continuously since. They want Christianity gone. Hillary even told her constituents that Christianity must go. I just discovered my main website I referred to last month is blocked again. That's www.livelyhope.co. Join our monthly free, ad-free, and private newsletter at www.go-cephas.com. Till next week, be blessed in Christ Jesus. Rita Williams, www.cephasministry.com. Cephas. Shalom.